It is time for sports. Let's bring in Mike Conzi. Morning, Mike.
Good morning.
How'd you do at the races yesterday?
Couple seconds. That was it.
Couple seconds.
Yeah.
Hey, you know.
We lost a couple races at the wire. That's the way it goes.
That's the way it goes. Nothing you can do about that.
Nope. Yeah? No guarantees in racing or life.
All right. Well, before we get to racing, is there any sports you want to talk about?
Yeah, I do. Is there anything you want to talk about? Might be the same thing.
Well, why don't you go first? We'll see.
All right. We got another termite in the NFL. That's what I call these guys, termites. This guy, Raheem Mostert from the 49ers, he signed a contract with the 49ers last year. He's making millions, but he wants more because in his first 44 games in the NFL, okay, he had 645 yards rushing, his first 44 games. Last year in nine games, his last nine games, he had 760 yards rushing. Now he wants to renegotiate everything. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Now he's requesting to trade him. Good. You know what the 49ers should do? Trade him to the Jets.
Or the Giants.
Trade him to the Jets. These people sign contracts constantly. And then they have good years, and all of a sudden they need to renegotiate.
What they have to learn to do is what most of the major quarterbacks do in this league. When they sign a long-term contract, most major league quarterbacks play up to that contract. They play through it. They don't ask to renegotiate. Nine times out of ten, they just don't.
Well, you know what I'm saying? This guy played 44 games in the NFL, and he had 645 rushing yards. Yeah. Last year in nine games, he had 760. Yeah, he improved, but because he played 44 games, which is like a little more than three seasons, right? Close to three seasons.
Yep.
He had 645 yards in three seasons.
So what most players,
you know, let's see a little more productivity out of you for a little more period of time before something happens. I'm sure if you're that good, Mr. Mostert, your team's going to want to keep you and give you more money.
And also, if you put a couple of good years together, then try to weasel more money out of it. But you've got to string a couple of years together.
Contracts mean nothing anymore. I mean, right away you want to renegotiate if you have a good year. But if you have a bad year, well, the owner can't say, well, you know, you stunk this year, so we're going to change your contract and give you less money. Can't do that. The solution to every problem, one-year deals.
All right.
One-year deals for everybody.
Yeah. Well, you see where the Ivy League has suspended their fall sports. That includes everything, including football. Stanford has dropped 11 sports during the fall season.
Stanford was in trouble anyway, though.
Yeah.
How could a school like Stanford be in trouble?
You just
financially, I don't understand that.
Yeah, well, they built that big stadium back where Tiger Woods used to play golf and stuff like that. Once again, you know, it's. You build for the future, you know. It's the same old business slogan. You got to have some money in the bank for some rainy days. And if their sports program can't make it, then in today's college sports environment, then they should just write it off completely.
I mean, Stanford's a big school.
They
got to be getting TV money and stuff.
Tons of money. Tons of money.
And the tuition there can't be cheap. So, I don't know.
And the National Football League Players Association shot down the league's proposal to keep 35% of players' salaries in escrow. So, that's up in the air now.
Well, when the players get older and they're banged up, I don't want to hear them crying that they need money. Learn how to use the money that you're being paid, because you're not being paid peanuts. You're being paid tons of money that should last your lifetime, your kids' lifetime, etc. Don't go out and buy gold-plated Mustangs and everything else. Live your life like you should live it and not exorbitantly, and you'll have enough money. Because I'm sure that these guys that are crying, that aren't crying now, that voted down the 35% for escrow, are going to be some of the same guys that are crying in 20 years from now that they need money.
And here's something that we have to wait and see. Tampa Bay is the first of the NFL teams to admit they took PPP money. That was intended for small businesses. We'll have to
see. Here's the thing, though.
We'll have to see how many other NFL teams admit to this.
They couldn't have taken money if it wasn't given to them.
No, absolutely. The rules that the government set up to do this were absolutely crazy. All these big companies got in, you know, under 500 employees. That's,
I mean, Joe's sweet shop on the corner or Helen's laundromat on the corner, to me, are small businesses.
Well, yeah.
Ruth Chris's Steakhouse
is
and
not.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers aren't.
Yeah, it's and there's so many big businesses, I think, that are going to have to pay this back because, you
they
know.
They should.
It's just plain wrong.
The thing is, the person that's going to get the blame for this is the president, which he had nothing to do with it. It's how the money gets allocated down to other minions that give out the money. Those are the people that need to be responsible for it. How can a business like the Tampa Bay Buccaneers be considered a small business?
Yeah, crazy.
It's a joke. Yeah. It's the stories you hear of businesses getting money for this. It's just a head scratcher. I mean, how did they get money? I mean, I don't understand. Yeah. It's pathetic the way local governments are run. It's a joke. It's just, well, this is sports, so I'm not going to go any further than that.
All right. Well, let's get into some racing then.
All right. I'm scattered all over the place today. We're going to start right in the first race at Keeneland today. It's a maiden special weight going 5.5 furlongs on the turf. You know who's running in this race?
Who?
Remember when I told you about Fauci and indoctrinate and everything else?
Yeah.
Well, Fauci shows up in this race. Okay. Fauci's a toss. he can't run. He can run, but he can't hide. My top pick in here is going to be the 4-horse, Rustler. This horse came out of the box early June at Churchill Downs, going 5.5 on the turf. Had a whole bunch of problems in that race. He comes back today. Corey Lannery stays with him. A big inflated morning line of 8-1. If you can get 8-1, I think, on this horse, it's a gift. He's going to be my top pick in here, the 4-horse, Rustler. And 2 horses I'm going to use underneath with him is one is the 7 Habitus, another first-time starter by Kitten's Joy out of an Indian Charlie mare for Graham Motion. Graham Motion has very bad numbers first start, meaning that they don't win often. That doesn't mean they don't run good enough to get second. He's 1 horse I'm going to use, and another horse I'm going to use underneath is the 12-horse, King Uhtred, but trained by Brendan Walsh, who's training very well at Keeneland. So we're going to go with the 4 on top and a 4-7-12 exacta box. That's in the first race today at Keeneland. From there, we're going to go to the 3rd race, which is on the dirt, going 6.5 furlongs. There are 9 horses going to post in this race. 2 horses I'm looking at in here. One is the 4-horse, Great Dansky, trained by Brad Cox. That's all you need to know about this horse. He's trained by Brad Cox. 2 races back, Cox claimed this horse for $40,000, put him up into a $50,000 allowance race at Churchill Downs, ran a very even race, but had 2 problems here. He didn't get a good start. He bobbled coming out of the gate, and he got steadied. He got checked at the 8th pole where he lost all chances. So Giroux stays on the horse, so you can tell that it wasn't Giroux's fault with the issues the horse had. And I think the Great Dansky is a big play in the 3rd race. My top pick, though, is going to be the 8-horse, Hop Cat, trained by Eddie Keneally. This horse came out of the box last May at Churchill Downs, going 5 furlongs on the dirt, and this horse won by 8 lengths. So this horse definitely has talent. Got put on the shelf after that, so probably got nicked up in that first race. Came back off the shelf to win in the slop at Gulfstream Park, and then was put in an optional $100,000 claim and race, showed speed and quit. This horse got a little time off since the end of May, working bullets at Churchill Downs. Expect Hopcat to sit on or just off the pace and just go right by this field, in my opinion. So the 8 Hopcat is my top pick with the 4 Great Dansky to make out an exacta. And the 3rd race we're going to go today is the 7th race at Keeneland, 1 mile on a turf. 2 horses in here ran against each other last October at Keeneland, and both of them had some excuses. The first being the 6-horse, A.K. Song, trained by Graham Motion. The race was last October 25th, going 1 mile and 1/16 at Keeneland. Some good horses ran underneath for the winner in this race, which is in good spirits. This horse got off to a slow start, was ridden by Joe Bravo that day. Bravo gets the boot. Rosario comes in from New York to ride this horse, which is a major and jockey improvement. Rosario improved the horse, and Graham Motion will have this horse ready to run today off the layoff. So the six I'm going to use in my exacta, but my top pick is going to be the four, Love Beach, trained by Michael Stidham. Like I said, this horse ran in the same race as the six horse, Ace K Song, last October, and this horse got bumped at the start and was checked hard in the backstretch. So you can't see that in the running lines, but I watched the replay, and this horse had some big problems in that race. Had his comeback race early in June at Belmont. Stidham ships this horse to Kentucky for the race tomorrow. Leperoux gets aboard again. He was on this horse last time out at Keeneland. This horse made a nice bullet work at Fairhill Training Track, getting ready for this race after his comeback race. At 10-1, I think Love Beach has a big, big shot in this race. So we're going to go with the 7, Love Beach, and the 6, AK Song, in the 7th race at Keeneland. Tomorrow at Keeneland starts the plethora of stakes races. There's 2 tomorrow, and then I think there's 9 between Saturday and Sunday. So we'll have lots of races to speak about tomorrow.
All right. I want you to have a good day, and we'll check in with you on Friday tomorrow.
Oh, man, it's funny. Well, seeing the Yankees practice at Yankee Stadium with no people and then watching Keeneland run in front of no people is just a travesty. Hey, I got a report from somebody yesterday, Marshall.
What?
You cut me off too early yesterday.
No, that wasn't me. That's when every once in a while when you upload to the Internet, you have digital misfires like that. And unless people actually send me a message and let me know, I can't correct it. But now that I know it, I'll go in and I'll correct it. Normally when the people listen to the podcast page, if something's not right, they send an email right away and say, hey, you screwed up here. But nobody did that yesterday, so I'll have to go back in there and look and see what happened.
Yeah, one of our followers called me up and said, hey, they cut you off mid-sentence yesterday. I'm like, I'll mention it. Don't worry about it.
No, we were on the air the full lot, so that obviously something happened in the recording.
Hey, it's good to be back.
Yeah, it's good to have you back. All right, we'll check with you mañana.
Take care, guys. Have a great day.
Take care. Mike Cossey with a check on sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.